Okay, so most founders obsess over users. They want to run more paid ads. They want to create more content and get a bunch of acquisition. But I don't really think that's the main thing that you should focus on as an app. So what is it that you should be focusing on? Well, I would say it's actually retention. Retention is like the single most important metric for any app out there. And it's because it actually determines the real health of the app that you're building. Let's say, for example, that you spend a ton of money on marketing. Like you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on paid ads. You're getting tons of users through the door and CPAs are super good. But next month, everyone just drops off. Well, you're just essentially burning cash and that's not going to do you any good. So even though it is obviously very helpful and needed to be able to bring users, what's more important is getting those users to stick around because you want them to keep using your app. So here's why retention actually matters. Number one, if your users keep coming back, then your growth is going to compound over time because over time, you're going to bring in more users. Those users are going to keep coming back. They might even share it with their friends or family and people are just going to start using your app more and more. And an example here that was really cool was Slack. So Slack's early success wasn't actually just a bunch of users overnight. I mean, they didn't just get a million users. It was actually about keeping the teams engaged every single day. And over time, that started creating this compound effect. And that's what I think actually leads to real success. Number two, the reason retention matters is because it lowers acquisition costs. Acquiring new users is expensive. And we run paid ads all day and we know that. But when you actually retain those users, they bring in more people through referrals and word of mouth, like I mentioned, and eventually you're paying less to get a user because a lot of times now you're getting it through organic, or that organic might even help with your ads because now people trust your brand more. And when they see your ads, they're going to actually click through and join and sign up and do all of the other events that you have optimized for them. Number three is retention signals product market fit. So if users are dropping off, it's a sign that your product probably isn't solving their core problem. Think about it. I mean, if you're using an app every single day, that means it's probably doing something good for you. But if you used an app once and you never touched it again, it's because it's not solving the problem that you're looking for. It's just not helping you in that way. That's why retention really matters, is because it really just signals product market fit. And now you've found that, okay, your product actually helps people. And if you're able to optimize for that, then that's a win-win. And so obviously product is what matters here. You need to have a great product, which is what I'm going to talk about here in a second. So how do you actually improve this retention? Number one is identifying activation moments. So when is that moment when users realize your app's value? So is it during the onboarding? Is it after they've onboarded? Is it during a specific instance, a specific time in the app? And I'll give you an example to really hit this home. So Dropbox found that their retention skyrocketed when users first uploaded their file. So like the first file that they uploaded, that's when retention was through the roof. And so they were focused on that moment. And so you want to focus on getting users to that moment a lot faster. And so Dropbox figured out that if they could get users to upload their first file, they would actually stick around a lot longer. And so they incentivized people to upload their first file. And so you want to really track and figure out, okay, what part of my app do people really retain the most? And then how can I get them to get to that moment a lot faster? So the second thing is that you want to use retention metrics that actually matter. And another thing is you want to figure out how many weekly users you have that are also daily users. And if you have a ratio of over 50%, that shows that you have a pretty sticky product. So one thing that I would do is track how long new users are actually sticking around after the initial sign up, because that's what matters. Number three is that onboarding is going to be key for you. So if you want to really improve retention, you want to make sure that your onboarding for your app is amazing. So really just simplifying the onboarding flow, removing unnecessary steps. This goes for like any business and not just an app, but in general, I mean, even for us at Trendify, we really want to make sure that our onboarding is as smooth as possible. And so you want to remove unnecessary steps. You want to make sure you're focusing on the things that actually matter. And then once again, coming back to my first point, you want to guide users to that first success or that first moment where retention is highest. And I'll give you an example of a company that I reference a lot in this podcast, which is Duolingo. And they've done such a great job with this because their entire onboarding process is super gamified and it actually gets you into learning a new language within just like 30 seconds or something. When you use the app, you'll know what I mean. It's like super cool. It's super gamified and that actually helps a lot with retention. Two more points here. The fourth thing that I want to talk about is engaging users before they drop off. And this is really important because a lot of apps have tons of drop off and that's what you want to avoid. So how do you get people to not drop off? Well, if you find that they're about to drop off, for example, let's say they haven't done something in like 3 days or they haven't opened your app in 5 days, which by the way, you should totally be tracking. You want to send them triggers like emails or push notifications within your app that gets them to do something. And you might have seen this for apps that you've not used in the past. Like, let's say you downloaded something and then you see this notification come up. It's like, hey, you haven't logged in 7 days. Do you want to do XYZ? So like, that's what I'm talking about. And the way that you could do this even better is by incentivizing them. So you can say, hey, you haven't logged in 7 days. You can actually earn this bonus if you do XYZ, or maybe if you log in today, you'll be seeing XYZ, which is like gets them to come back and actually start using your app again. That's what I would really focus on, is like get people to come back. And one example of this is like, you haven't added tasks in 3 days. Here's how your app name can help you stay productive today. So like, that's one example of what you can do for like a push notification. And finally, number five, and probably the most important thing, is just listening to your users. And what really matters here is that your product is good. Like, at the end of the day, if your product's not good, if your app's not good, people are not going to retain. Like, you can use all these tricks and you can try everything, but if it's not giving value, why would people come back? And so really figure out how you can improve your product. And the way that you would do this is by setting up in-app surveys. You can track feedback, asking questions like, what's the most valuable feature in the app? Maybe asking people like, what made you stop using the app? And even just going out there and surveying people and getting people to download your app and telling you and giving you feedback. And all these things will help you over time. Okay, well, anyways, I think retention is super important. So if this helped you guys, definitely be focusing on that. I think it's going to be like the most important thing for your mobile app. And if you guys want more help with your strategy for your mobile app, definitely let us know and we'll be happy to help out. So thanks for listening and we'll see you in the next podcast.